Never be in this world. sound,
perfect in all respects.
Evatam, Bhagavatam,
we hope you gain the chance to discern the relationship with the Lord.
Sasam,
Jyoti, that which is eligible.
Alayam,
until liberation or even in a liberated condition.
Guru,
Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of Vedic literature. Nigama Kalpataru. Kalpataru, we have no experience of Kalpataru within this material world. But in the spiritual world, there is Kalpataru. Kalpa means desire. And Toru means tree. Here, you can get from a mango tree, mango, not any other fruit. But in the Kalpataru, the description of Kalpataru is there in the Brahma Sanghita. Chintamani Kalpataru, Chintamani Prakara Sadhamasu Kalpataru. Lakhyabhiteshu suradhi ravipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurusam tamamaya. That is Krishna's planet. That planet is made of touchstone. We do not know whether anyone has got experience of the touch. If you touch an iron, it becomes gold. That stone. So, in the spiritual world, there are also houses like these, trees are like this. There are cows and the gopis, Krishna. So that description is given in the Brahma Sanghita. We should not think that we have imagined something artistic and created a Krishna. No. It is completely supported by Vedic literature, Brahma Sanghita. So in the Brahma Sanghita, it is clearly stated about Krishna's place, original place. This is also Krishna's place. And that is also Krishna's place. But here, because we are forgetful of Krishna, therefore we are accepting this place as material. Just like king, he possesses all the places of the country. Similarly, Krishna is the proprietor. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Loka Maheswaram, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam, Sarva Loka Maheswaram, Sridam Sarva Bhutana, Gyatya Mam Shanti Michyati. If anyone wants happiness, shanti, peace, then he must know these three things. What is that? That Krishna is the enjoyer of everything. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatabasam Sagalokumayaka. You can perform yoga. You can perform austerities, penances. But the result should be enjoyed by Krishna. That is Krishna concept. When you come to this consciousness that I am working hard, I am earning so much money, everyone is thinking that I must enjoy. Why others? That is the materialistic way of thinking. But we are trying to change the consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement means that you earn as much as you like, but the enjoyer should be Krishna, not you. That is Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not very difficult thing to understand. Then only we have to change the account. Everyone, the Kurmi, they are working so hard, day and night. The ultimate aim is that he will enjoy, he will satisfy his senses. Therefore he is working so hard. The Bhagavad therefore says, Nāyama deha deha phājāng niloki vashtrān kāmān arahdi virvijāng. Simply for self-gratification, we should not work so hard, because these things are done by even hawks and dogs. So, Krishna consciousness movement means that we have to change the account, not for self-gratification, because real proprietor is Krishna. When I think I am proprietor, I am enjoyer, that is illusion. That is janasya mohoyam, ahagamameva. So, in the Chintamani Dham, Krishna's abode, everything is there. But the account is different. That is spiritual world. Here the account is different. Is everything there? But everyone is trying to enjoy for himself. There is competition. I am enjoyed, you are enjoyed. Therefore there is competition. Individually, man to man, family to family, society to society, nation to nation. There is always competition. But this competition will stop. As soon as there is Krishna consciousness, that I am not proprietor, we are not proprietor, Krishna is proprietor. That is the means of shanti. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalunku mahistaram sriram sarvabhutanam. These three things we understand properly. That Krishna is the supreme agent, bhokta. He is the proprietor. Supreme proprietor. And he is the supreme friend. His friend. Krishna is so nice friend that Ishara Sarvabhutanam Hridayesu Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna, as the supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart as friend. That is stated in the Upanishad. Two birds are sitting on one tree as friends. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree and the other friend is simply witness. His friend, his supreme friend, not so-called friend, actually he is our supreme friend. He is always trying to get us back to home, back to God. Not only he is sitting within our heart, but he is descending and Krishna, Jadajadahi, Dharmasya Klani Bhavati Bharat. Uputmanam madharmasya, Sadatmanam Sijama. You come and canvas it. What is that canvas? Sarvadharman Paritajjaman Ekam Saranam. Why you are engaged in so many so-called occupations? You simply surrender unto me. Aham Kva Sadhu Nirbhava Krishna. But we are so engrossed in matter that we cannot take the advice of Krishna. Therefore Krishna again comes as a devotee, Lord Chaitanya. What Krishna says, that in surrender unto me, same Krishna came as devotee of Lord Krishna. Bhaktyatam bhaktyavataram namami bhaktas sangam. Panchatattvatam Krishna bhakta rupa sarupatam. Bhaktyatam bhaktyavataram namami bhakta shaktika. Lord Chaitanya is there. So, Krishna is always right. He is coming himself as Lord, the Supreme Lord. He is coming as a devotee. He is sending his representative simply to canvas, to come to this Chintamani Prakara Sadhanasu Kalpavritti, where there is eternal happiness, desire trees. Therefore, the Vedic literature, what is the purpose of Vedic literature? Veda means knowledge. Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda Vida Jnana. Anything from which you get knowledge, that is called Veda. So, from the Vedas, we have to acquire the supreme knowledge. Therefore, it is called Vedanta. Vedanta means we have got so many different types of knowledge, but what is the ultimate knowledge? That is called Vedanta. Ultimate knowledge means to inquire about the supreme. We are getting knowledge, we are inquiring what is the newspaper today, what has happened. That is also knowledge, but that is not ultimate knowledge. Ultimate knowledge is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta Sadvai Ahameva Vedyam. Ultimate. Vedanta means to know the supreme absolute truth. That is ultimate knowledge. Vedaishta Sadvai Ahameva Vedyam. Sarvasya chaham nirishanne vishya matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedaishta sadvai aham eva vidyam vedanta dit vedanta dit cha aham. People are after so-called Vedantis, but they do not know Krishna, so-called Vedantis. But one who is actually Vedanti, he knows Krishna. Therefore, sometimes ago, some of the Vaishnavas, they gave me this title, Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti Vedanta means ultimate understanding of Vedanta is bhakti. Not to become impersonal. So, here it is stated, Nigama Kalpataror Golitam Phalam. All the Vedas, they are summarized in the Vedanta Sutra.
You have heard the name of Vedanta Sutra. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, from the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra is there, Janmadasya Jata. In the Vedanta Sutra, the first quote is Akhata Brahma Jityasa. Now, we have to inquire about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. That is the business of human beings. Because in other lives, other than the human form of body, we have simply passed our time in the matter of bodily necessities of life, ahara nidra bhaya maitra. Ahara nidra bhaya maitra nancha samanna metat pasubhi naranam. The bodily necessities of life, the animals, they have also bodily necessities of life. Ahar, eating, nidra, sleeping, and boy, fearing, or defending, and maitho, sexual intercourse. So the cats and dogs, they have got all these functions, and the human being has also the same function. It may be little polished, but the function is the same. Then what is the extra business of the human form of life? It was simply engaged in these four principles of life, eating, sleeping, sex life, and defending or fearing. Then what is the difference between a man and a dog? There is no difference. The only difference is Athāta Brahma Jityāsa. A man can come here in this temple and he can inquire about Krishna or the Absolute Truth. That is. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are giving chance to everyone to come and inquire about Brahma, Athāta Brahma Jityāsa. Or in other words, the whole activities of this Krishna consciousness movement is Vedanta life. Vedanta life. Anyone who is inquiring about Krishna, inquiring about the Absolute Truth. Now, there are different phases of inquiring about the Absolute Truth. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tatta tattavit tattam jadhyanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdat. The Absolute Truth is one. But according to our understanding, some are accepting the Absolute Truth as impersonal Brahma, some of them accepting the Absolute Truth as the localized Paramatma, and some of them are understanding the Absolute Truth as Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to understand the Absolute Truth as the ultimate issue. That means to understand the Absolute Truth as the Supreme Person. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is describing the Absolute Truth in the beginning. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva means Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. He appeared as the son of Vasudeva, but spiritually, unless one becomes on the position of Vasudeva, nobody can understand Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the name of Shuddha Satya, pure goodness, not contaminated goodness. Here, in this material world, there are three types of status: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Ignorance and passion is greediness and lust. Above this greediness and lust, there is another platform, which is Vedanta platform, to understand everything clearly. That is called goodness. Now, pure goodness means one has to transcend even this material platform of goodness. Because in the material platform of goodness, there is possibility of being contaminated by the other two qualities, namely passion and ignorance. Sometimes it becomes mixed up. The material type of goodness is just like a pure Brahmin. Satya sama dama pitikha, with all the good qualities. Truthfulness, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, full of knowledge, tolerance, and knowledge. Knowledge means about the Supreme. These are Brahminical qualifications. But sometimes Brahmin qualification also become contaminated by the other two qualities, passion and ignorance. It has been experienced. At the present stage also, we see that many persons who are coming through the Brahminical family, but they have been contaminated by the other two qualities, passion and ignorance. So there is possibility in the material goodness, there is possibility of being attacked with the other two qualities and thereby fall down. But when you transcend the material platform of goodness and come to the transcendental platform of goodness, then you cannot fall down. That is called Satvam Visuddhyam Vasudeva Sambhitam. That satta, that existence of pure goodness is called Vasudeva. In that pure transcendental platform of goodness, you can understand Vasudeva. That means, in that status of life, Vasudeva is born. Vasudeva is already there. You simply realize. Vasudeva Ishara Sarvabhutanam Vidyesha Arjuna Krishna. Vasudeva is already there, within your heart. But you simply realize by placing yourself in the pure consciousness, pure platform. So this can be done simply by our discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what it is said here. Nigama kalpatarat golitam phalamidam. It is the mature fruit of Vedic knowledge. And sukhamukhada mridhadapa samanitam. This Srimad Bhagavatam was written by Vyasadeva. And it was spoken for the first time by Sukadeva Goswami, his son. He wrote Srimad Bhagavatam under the instruction of his spiritual master Narada. And he taught his son, beloved son Sukadeva Goswami, that you preach. I am writing, you preach. That is the duty of the student. The spiritual master writes. And it is a duty of the disciple to preach. And in this student is also as pure as the spiritual master, then it becomes very nice. Sukhamukhat. Sukhamukhat amrita dravasam. The another explanation of this verse is that any fruit ripened in the tree, it is already very nice, very sweet. If you take a unripe fruit from the tree and keep at your home, it also ripens, but it is not so tasteful. If it is ripened in the tree and you take it, then it is very tasteful. I think you have got this experience. Again, if that fruit is touched by the leaves or by the beaks of the parrot, which is called sukha, it becomes still more tasty. Similarly, this fruit, the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, is already very tasteful because it is the ripened fruit. But it has been tasted by the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, it is still more tasty. Dharva-saṅgita. Therefore, it is recommended, Ivata Bhagavatam. Now, this ripened fruit, just taste it, divas, drink it. Ivata Bhagavatam rasam. When we eat something, we taste it, rasam, the juice. Rasoham amstu kaunteya, just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Kaunteya, my dear Arjuna, and the taste of the water. Everyone, when he is thirsty, he wants, give me water. Because there is a taste in the water which will immediately quench your thirst. So, we enjoy everything because there is some taste. That is called rasa. Anything we do, just like a man is working very hard day and night. What for maintaining his family, his children and wife. So, unless there is some rasa, some taste, he cannot work so hard day and night. There is some pleasure in maintaining the family with hard labor. And sometimes we see that for one who has no family, one who has no family affection, he does not work so hard. He doesn't care to work. This is practical. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, the family life is recommended, unless one will become confused, hopeless, because he has no taste of the family life. So everything there is some rasa, taste. Without that taste, nobody can live. Now, here it is recommended, Srimad Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam. Here is a taste which you can enjoy up to the end of your life or up to the point of liberation. Because life is meant for getting liberated from this painful material existence. That is life. Everyone is trying to get out of the painful situation that is struggle for existence. But they do not know what is the ultimate life free from all painful activities. That is called liberation. The whole Vedic civilization is based on this point, how to get liberated and enjoy eternal happiness. Ramante yogina anante satyanande siddhatmani iti rama padinaso parabrahma iti abhidhyate. Rama, Rama, this word, comes from Rama, Ram, Ramadhan, enjoy. Just like here, in this material world, they are also engaged in Ram, Rama, but that is sex life, that's all. That is sex life. There is also Rama. But there is another Rama, that is Rama. If you take this filter of Rama, that is real happiness. Ramante yogina anante. Those who are yogis, yogis mean transcendentally, those are aspiring after spiritual perfection, they are called yogis. So, the premier yoga system that is practiced generally, hatha yoga or sangha yoga, that is preliminary. Nobody gets perfection even in the preliminary yoga system. And what to speak of? Further progress. So, the bhakta yogi, those who are engaged in this bhakta yoga system, manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na jasiva. That is yoga. These yoga system. Mahanchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jase vate sa gunan samapitta etana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Krishna says, if you take to this bhakti yoga system, what is that bhakti yoga system? Ramanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasivanam harchanam vandanam udhasam sattham mahasamividanam. So if you take to this bhakti yoga system of bhavicharini, Abhyamacharya means without any deviation, strictly on rigid principles. Mancha, Abhyamacharya bhakti yogi na jasivate, one who is engaged in the service of the Lord by accepting the bhakti yoga system. Sagunan samadhitayitana brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He immediately becomes transcendental to the three material qualities, namely the sataguna, rajaguna and tamaguna. And that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that when you become liberated, you'll have got so many heads or so many legs. No. Mukti means sarupena avasthiti. To be situated in one's original constitution and position. That is Krishna consciousness. So, this verse recommends that Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Rasamalayam. Alayam. Laya. Laya means to merge. We are also merged into this material world. It's like your body, my body, the material. But I am the soul, you are the soul. I am merged into this material. But because I am spirit, although I am merged, I am not getting happiness. Just like you are, if you are put into the Atlantic Ocean. You merge, but because you are not the living entity of the water, you cannot be. You cannot be happy. That merging is there. You have to merge into the spiritual existence. Then it is. That is Bhagavatam Rasamala. Thank you.